This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Of time for you to join us on the radio. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight it's Ian here.
And nobody.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. You can also call us on the Discord server. What is Discord? It is an application. We don't own it. They're not an advertiser. It is centralized, so, you know, it's not decentralized. It's run by some corporation. But they do a pretty good job of giving people a chat server that they can have multiple chat rooms. They can use voice chat. They can use text chat. I actually just saw that apparently there's now a video option with Discord because, you know, everybody's a lot of people are being forced to stay at home. So many business meetings and family gatherings are now happening over video. So apparently Discord's getting into that game now, too.
Yeah, big tech is making a killing off COVID.
Well, I mean, what they can make, people are probably not spending as much as they otherwise would because many people don't have significant income coming in. Now, while some people are collecting unemployment, as one of our callers pointed out earlier, it is not easy to get the unemployment from the state because they're deluged with, you know, a ton of applications. And, of course, they're the state, so they suck at everything they do. And so they're not moving fast through those applications. So I heard that in Florida the website's been crashing. Where people have been trying to apply for this. So for some people, their full-time job is now trying to get unemployment.
Wow.
That's what I've heard.
So, wow, that's awful.
Let's talk to you with your calls and thoughts. But if you want to join our Discord server, download the Discord app. It's available what's called cross-platform, meaning for your smartphone, meaning for your laptop, whatever operating system that you're using. There's the Discord likely for you. You download the app, you create an account, and then go in your web browser and type in discord.lrn.fm or discord.freetalklive.com. Either one of those works, and that'll give you the it'll just jump you right into our chat server in your Discord app, which is where our next caller is waiting, because when you call on Discord, you sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. We got four call-in lines right there at the top of the list of chat rooms that we have. And we have Gopal Agorist or Die is on the line in California on Discord. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi there. Should we call you Gopal for short, or do we have to say the whole thing?
Oh, it's like Gopal is how you pronounce it. Like,
Gopal.
Like Paul. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Like Paul McCartney.
Very good. So what's on your mind tonight, Gopal?
Bookanger himself.
John Paul.
No, like so many other people out here stuck in the machine, I have aspirations. You know, I have agorist in my tag here in my handle, but I am a corporate pawn, you know, right now, just keeping my head down and going to my Uncle Sam job, you know. But at least I have plans of moving, you know, at least I know what the Free State Project is, and I have my plan to move to New Hampshire, and I've been a vendor at Agorist Alley once.
Oh, wow.
But I just wanted to chime in from a yogic perspective, who would just caution against and no means am I strict in this or any perfect preacher of any or in any sense. All I just wanted to say was from a Eastern philosophy, they would caution against eating meat and voting in general, because these things are just waste of time and not considered to be in the mode of goodness.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if more than half of the people were coming out and voting for Ron Paul, that would send a very powerful message.
I met Ron Paul in 2008 when he had his gathering in D.C. Yeah. I have his signed flag in my room here. That's a pretty lit day.
You know, nobody, did you hear the news that Justin Amash is now throwing in his hat into the Libertarian Party presidential?
Oh, he's made it official?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It happened yesterday.
See,
I've heard of that.
He's definitely not Motley Caucus material, but I mean, I like Amash. He's got a, you know, It'll be interesting to see if we go Amash or Vermin.
Yeah, I'm still for Vermin. Go Vermin Supreme all the way. So, Gopal, what else did you want to say today? By the way, how would you describe what an agorist is?
An agorist is just somebody that does consensual profits. Not all profits are bad. It's consensual, voluntary profits without any taxation from the state, without any connection to the state.
So are you doing agorism? Do you have a side hustle?
I do have some agorist activities that I do that I don't feel like I'm at liberty to just give out on the radio. You know?
Yeah, makes sense. Fair enough.
And I've always had those, and I've always done them in a peaceful way.
Cool. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, I just wish I could see you guys out there at Porkfest this time. You know, it might be a little bit...
I don't know if Free Talk Live is going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We haven't been there for a few years, several years.
Oh, you're out of town. Why is that?
But we're going to be at ForkFest, which is the decentralized alternative festival that is going to be happening June 29th until July 5th. And that is going to be the place where lots of the cool folks are going to be hanging out, because there's no one who's in charge. If you like agorism, then this is truly the agorist festival, because you don't have to ask any permission to set up shop.
Well, I didn't know Porkfest was uncool at this point.
Oh, it's not. I stay for both weeks. We have it on adjacent weeks, and I enjoy both experiences. It's just... Porkfest feels a little more minarchist, and Forkfest feels a little more anarchist.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival is more—it's centrally planned. I mean, they have this thing. You mentioned it; it's Agora Alley, which came about on its own volition. It kind of was created naturally. And are you taking a toke there? Just curious. I hear noises. Is that you?
Sorry, I can see nobody vaping on the Discord.
Yeah, well, yours is way louder. Yours is way louder than his.
Yeah, you're ripping it.
Yeah. Anyway, what happened at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, unfortunately, was this thing called Agora Valley or Alley or whatever it was called came about naturally, because that's where people were setting up shop, because it was kind of like the path where everybody was walking down to get to the pavilion where all the events were happening. And so it became this sort of desirable real estate, and people would, you know, they'd sign up for that real estate a year in advance. As soon as the Porcupine Freedom Festival was over, they would lock in their campsite for next year, because it was really good real estate. And eventually the Free State Project organizers got the idea of, well, we should monetize this. And so they went ahead and they bought up all of that real estate and then resold it to the people that wanted to vend there. And then they came with a bunch of rules, and that came with higher prices year after year.
Wow.
The rules increased. The benefits decreased. So it used to be that you'd get like four passes to the event, then they cut that down to two passes, then I think they cut it again or something like that. And so it really turned off a lot of people, and I actually had the pleasure of attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival in 2019 for the first time in several years, and I enjoyed it. You know, it was still a good event. It's just that they hadn't learned their lesson. The organizers hadn't figured out that they should just let this thing go. And the marketplace actually punished them for it, because not only has the Porcupine Freedom Festival had a tough time getting as many attendees as it did, say, 6 or 7 years ago, but also... the vendors evacuated from Agora Valley this time. There were almost no. I've heard it called both. I called it Agora Valley, and someone correct. Or I called it Agora Alley, and someone corrected me to Valley, and it's been corrected both ways. But either way, that place.
The Grateful Dead shows, we call it Shakedown Street.
Yeah, but in this case,
it was empty.
Right. Okay, but in this case, it was empty. There were literally two vendors that
There's
showed
nothing
up.
Nothing shaking on Shakedown Street.
Not last
Used
year.
Used to be the heart of town.
The heart of town.
Yeah. Don't tell me this town ain't,
this
got,
town
no
ain't
heart.
Got no heart.
Just got to poke around.
So it didn't work. No one was buying these spaces. And what the marketplace did was they created their own alley. They created something called Where It's At, which was a few of the streets down, so like these little streets with the RV park area. Mm-hmm. And so a few streets down, which was out of the Agora Valley, then they had this big area where all the vendors were set up. They didn't have to pay any extra. They just rented the campsite and set up.
Because they can't control the idea of people gathering together and trading.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot older than any organization we're involved
in. So, yeah, unfortunately, the Porcupine Freedom Festival has sort of lost its way a little bit over all the years. But that's one of the reasons why ForkFest came about 3 years ago. And this will be the fourth year for ForkFest. You can go to forkfest.party. That's F-O-R-K, fork, like forking off from forkfest.party, June 29th through July 5th. Register now. Hopefully, we'll see you there. And thanks for the call. More coming up.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm, and with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Nobody.
So, I've got a story here, Nobody, that just the headline alone is just screams pathetic. It's written by three authors. So it took three different reporters to put this story together.
Sometimes it takes a lot of blind mice.
Yeah. Carla Johnson, Adam Geller, and Eric Olson at the Associated Press. Headline: Easing lockdowns makes day-to-day choices more complicated.
Duh. Yeah, you have choices.
Right, now you've got more choices when the lockdowns ease, and they're complaining about that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, if you don't want to make choices, pick somebody and follow whatever they do. You know?
Sure, there are people who tell you what to do.
It doesn't have to be me. Probably not. I should not be your role model.
Right.
Okay? So don't worry about what I'm doing. Just find somebody to tell you what to do.
There are people out there that would love to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, many of them are already...
If you're pretty, I might tell you what to do.
Yeah. But many of them are already in politics. So here's the story. Things were so much clearer. And this is purportedly news from the AP, right? It reads like an opinion piece, though. Now with things were so...
All the news reads like opinion pieces today.
Things were so much clearer when just about everything was locked down. Now with states lifting coronavirus restrictions piecemeal and by often arbitrary timetables... Well, it was also arbitrary how they shut it down. Americans are facing bewildering decisions about what they should and should not do to protect their health, their livelihoods, and their neighbors. My God, it's just like how things were when they had to make decisions before. You know, two months ago.
When they were free.
Yeah, exactly. Is it safe to join the crowds at the beach or eat at a restaurant? To visit the elderly parents you haven't seen in nearly 2 months.
Is there no risk in hiding in your house? Have you no fear of stagnation, of boredom, of missing the opportunities that you might have had?
How about the fear of slipping in the bathtub? I mean, most accidents happen at home anyway.
It's true. It's true.
To reopen a struggling business. In many cases, the less than satisfying answer from the experts is, it depends. Josh Santaripa, a microbiology expert at the University of Nebraska Medical Center who's studying coronavirus, says, quote, "There will never be a perfect amount of protection. It's a personal risk assessment. Everybody has to decide, person by person, what risk they're willing to tolerate." Well, I wish somebody would have listened to this guy 2 months ago, because that's the way life has always been. Where you have to decide how much risk you want to take. And for those that don't want to take much risk, they're going to have a relatively boring, uneventful life.
Yeah, because they'll be hiding in the house by themselves.
Right.
That's no place to be. Maybe you want to fall in love or at least get laid someday. You know?
Or like they said, go visit your elderly grandparents that might be in a home or something like that. Or maybe one of them is actually in the hospital dying, because you can't do that. You can't go to the hospital and visit somebody now because of this ridiculous
coronavirus. It's because they're dancing in the hallways of the hospitals. You know?
Making videos.
Yeah. I've never heard of an epidemic where all the doctors and nurses went on vacation because there was nothing for them to do. They're all geared up for the pandemic that never came.
Right, that's because, in my opinion, this isn't an epidemic.
It is an epidemic in the same sense that there's a flu epidemic every year, and it's probably bad as in comparison with flu epidemics, but the numbers aren't that bad, and it's going to be a disaster, you know, if all of these businesses shut down, run out of money, and just don't exist anymore. That's a lot of people who don't have a livelihood anymore. And is the government going to take care of them? No. The government's going to give them $1,200 and then stick them with an $8,000 bill.
Well, the government's the real epidemic, because they are actually affecting people's lives in a huge way.
No, they kill a lot of people.
I mean, it's hard to really... it's hard. I understand people in the chat room throw a tissy fit, some of them, when I say this, but I don't, you know, if you don't know anybody that's died from COVID-19, then it's not really a serious problem. If you don't know anybody who's been hospitalized by COVID-19, then it's not really a serious problem. And the term pandemic suggests that this is a problem, okay? It's thrown out there as though this is a huge issue, and it really doesn't seem to be that much of a problem.
Yeah, I mean, Facebook should be awash in memorials if there was a serious... if there was a real epidemic going on, and all I'm seeing, I'm seeing all kinds of people talk about the epidemic, but nobody's saying that they're getting sick. Nobody's saying that their friends are getting sick in great numbers. People will know like one person who got sick from it, but it's not bring out your dead, out your dead, you know, this is not the Black Plague we're dealing with here. It's
right. Let's call the common cold a pandemic. You know, it's one that's
very widespread.
Right. It's eminently survivable. So nobody calls it a pandemic because it's not as scary, right? Like, no one's afraid of the common cold for the most part. It's very unlikely that you're going to perish from the common cold, but it sure as hell is widespread every single year. So it meets the definition of pandemic, and arguably, if this thing is as widespread as some are saying the numbers are much larger of the people that actually have this compared to what the government has tested, in which case it may meet the definition of pandemic, but it's not a deadly one.
It's the most infectious case of Munchausen by proxy that has ever been conceived by the minds of men. And Munchausen by proxy, Munchausen syndrome is where you harm yourself in order to get attention because you're sick or you're hurt. Okay? Munchausen by proxy is when you harm someone else to get attention. And that seems to be what the government is going on. It's make everybody sick in the freaking head. And it's then profiting from that disease because that focuses all attention on the government because suddenly they're the only game in town. They're the only people doing anything.
So the article at the AP continues on talking about the death tolls and then gets back into the question of what do you do? How do you make choices? Jill Faust of Council Bluffs, Iowa, said she would hesitate to eat at an indoor restaurant when such businesses are allowed to reopen in her community on Friday.
Hesitate away, baby. We'll enjoy the lack of crowds.
Quote,
I will tip extra.
We would have to know ahead of time what precautions they're taking, she said, citing the way some restaurants may rely on limited seating, well-spaced tables, masks for employees, and disposable cups and plates. Even then, she said, it might not be worth the trouble.
I hope there will be some that are depending on common sense.
I hope so, too. 855, I hope they have the freedom to choose how to reopen, and I don't know if they will.
Well, you always have the freedom if you take it.
True.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The government says more than 3.8 million people filed unemployment claims last week. The number of coronavirus cases and deaths in the U.S. keep rising. President Trump talked from the White House about Washington's response.
I think we did a spectacular job. I'm not even referring to me. I'm referring to all of these people, including your people who have been working with my people so closely. But the federal government has done a spectacular job.
Intelligence agencies have issued a news release debunking a coronavirus conspiracy theory. According to the release, the agencies say they agree with the scientific consensus that the virus was not man-made or genetically modified. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 288 points, the NASDAQ down 25, and the S&P down 27. This is USA Radio News. Millions of people are going to break out of isolation, and they'll be able to eat at restaurants and shop at stores very soon. More than half of U.S. states are partially reopening over the next few days. Arkansas is one of them. Here's Governor Asa Hutchinson.
On May 4th, we will lift restrictions on gyms, fitness centers, and indoor athletic facilities so that they can resume operation.
Stay-at-home orders have just expired in Alabama, Maine, Tennessee, and Texas. Restrictions will be lifted in Iowa, North Dakota, and Wyoming on Friday. But California has been having some problems with new hotspots and outbreaks. Governor Gavin Newsom has decided to make beaches off-limits once again after way too many people crowded them last weekend.
We're going to do a hard close in that part of the state, just in the Orange County area.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited if you want to join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Nobody.
Check out Nobody on his website, electnobody.com. The campaign has yet to officially begin because you can't file in New Hampshire until, I think, the first week or so in June. But it's coming up, so we're just over a month away from you becoming an official candidate for governor once you file the $100 filing fee, because that's all it takes to run as a Republican or Democrat here in New Hampshire. We're still not sure what's going to happen with the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire. Libertarian Party across the United States is going to have a very difficult 2020 campaign, regardless of who it is, whether it's Vermin Supreme, Adam Kokesh, or now Justin Amash, who ends up getting the nomination. There are more candidates than three, but those
Justin Amash has the political clout to actually get on the on TV, I think.
Sure, but can he get on the ballot? That's the problem that the Libertarian Party is going to face this year. It's going to be harder than it's ever been for them to collect petition signatures.
Right.
Because people aren't leaving their homes. So normally you would go to a busy place and get petition signatures. But you can't now. So.
Well, and interestingly enough, it's the government, which is exclusively run by the major
right.
parties, which has passed contradictory laws that require us, in exchange for our franchise, to do things that other laws forbid us to do. So, you know, it seems like that's their problem, and they should eat it and put us on the ballot.
Well, there are going to be lawsuits, and I believe some suits have already been filed about this. Some states, sensing that, have gone ahead and waived the ballot requirement. So I'm told, Daryl Perry told me that Vermont has waived its ballot access requirements for third parties, but in other states, they're going to have to sue, and it's going to be more expensive in order to overturn some of this stuff, and we'll see how it goes. But for Nobody's campaign, it'll be relatively easy to get you on the ballot, so check out electnobody.com for the latest from the Elect Nobody campaign for governor here in New Hampshire. Let's go to Mike. He's in Gold Bar, Washington, and then we'll talk more about these little scared chicken littles who are freaking out about having to make decisions again now that they might be allowed to go out of their houses into the open-air prison. Go ahead, Mike. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys. How are you doing? Nobody, I just wanted real quickly, I got two things. One is the VA hospital and how I'm becoming less and less proud of being a vet. My friend, his name was Glenn Boot, when they regulated gambling in Nebraska. He was the mayor of Memphis, Nebraska, and he took his he was a bookie, and he took it underground, and he got busted. And he told me for years that he was going to run against the governor. I think this is 2000, the same year that Barack Obama got elected. Anyway, he wound up getting on the ballot to run against the governor of Nebraska, but because he had a felony, I don't know the whole details, but he called me up just drunk as a skunk to go online to see that he got on the ballot. And I wondered if you had any felonies and if you were kind of doing the same thing my friend did, or you know if it's different for you.
I'm sorry, I've lost the thread of...
I couldn't quite make out what you were saying there. You kind of lost some of your packets toward the end of what you were saying. Something about felonies and ballot access?
Well, my friend got busted in Nebraska for being... He was a bookie, and they deregulated gambling, and he got arrested because he was still being a bookie.
Okay.
He was also the mayor of Memphis, Nebraska. His name was Glenn Boot. But he wound up getting on the ballot in 07... to run against, that was his life dream, was to run against
deregulation.
I don't know. I just know that gambling was legal in Nebraska. At one time, he was a horse guy, and then it was not legal, but he kept doing it and got arrested. And
oh, I thought you said they deregulated.
It sounds like regulation to me.
Well, yeah, if they deregulate, that means removing regulation.
Anyway, okay.
I can tell you from experience, when they're putting you in prison, they mean to regulate you is what they mean to do.
Well, that's true, and I realize that now. The VA hospital, so I'm an amputee, a diabetic, and it's all my own fault because I was a huge, overweight, unfit person, and this is what happened. So I have to accept that. But like a month and a half ago, I had this terrible infection in one of my three remaining toes on my only remaining foot. And all these people that are on vacation because of this epidemic are actually going to probably cost me my other foot, because after trying their antibiotics that didn't actually work, they've like disowned me. And today I got a call from an outside source that makes shoes for the VA subcontractor saying, oh, you have an appointment with us in 3 weeks. So now the toe's like rotten. And knowing what I know from losing seven other toes, this toe and probably the other two are gone. And it could actually be a foot. And it's all because of this epidemic. There's nobody at the hospital, and the hospital's empty. So a lot of people with these doctors and nurses that are just kind of. Right, and they're done. And you know, that's probably true. I'm starting to think that that's what's going to happen to me someday.
Well, if it just saves one life, I mean, you got to lose a toe or a foot, but you know, you might have saved one life. You're supposed to feel good about that, according to our masters.
Right. So I'm just starting to see you're right about these people. That the hospital
it saves
you
just seven toes.
There.
It's worth going back to it.
Anyway, I'll keep you posted. Sorry
so
if I goofed you up on the Nebraska story.
Yeah, so sorry to hear about that, Mike. Right. Thanks for the call. Good luck,
man. You know, it's going to be fine. Unfortunately, if you lose a limb and you're diabetic, you are going to lose the other limb. It's a matter of time. God. But they've kind of like sped that process up is what's happened.
So thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Good luck, man.
What's happening to you, bro?
Wow.
This is going to pieces.
Let's continue here. Oh, this will be good. James in Phoenix, Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
If corona confirmation bias virus is nothing but a mass murder committed by land choosing by proxy by government, which government would that be, Minister Freeman? Since Rich Nobody Paul.
I don't know. He doesn't want to talk to you, so I guess that's the end of that call. 855-450-FREE is asking you questions. I can't answer them, so we're moving on. 855-450-3733. So, Jill Faust in Council Bluffs, Iowa, according to the AP story about people freaking out because now they have to make decisions again in their lives. They're no longer being kept completely in their homes. Now they have to choose whether or not they want to stay in their homes, according to this.
I mean, people go to work fishing for lobsters, you know? That's like the most profession or most dangerous profession in the world.
I thought it was roofing.
No, Alaskan crab boats and lobster boats, actually.
Okay.
Because, you know, you go in the water, you're a goner in Alaska.
Sure.
You know, that's not a good place to fall overboard.
But what you're saying is people make risky decisions regularly. It's also a highly risky thing simply to drive to work. Even if you have the safest job in the world, it is incredibly risky just to try to get there.
Being a soldier is risky. You know, being a gangster is risky. There's lots of risky things that people do for money. That's the way of the world.
According to the story here, Savannah Mayor Van Johnson said people could find the changes perplexing. Quote, in reality,
I think we'll understand, sweetheart.
In reality, we're under a stay-at-home order until April 30th. Yet you can go get your nails done. You can go get a tattoo. You can go to movie theaters.
Yeah, I'll tell you what you can go do, baby.
You can
Karen needs to go home. Karen is drunk.
You can go to bowling alleys. It's these kind of things that leave people confused, said the mayor. Mixed messages are coming even from U.S. Congress. The House is scrambling.
Having the whole establishment lying to us is what happened. Has us confused.
The House is scrambling for ways for members to work from home after a revolt over convening during the pandemic and said they wouldn't return to the Capitol on Monday. The smaller Senate, however, does plan to convene. The decisions people make are likely to vary wildly depending on where they live and how close that puts them to known virus clusters. In Georgia, where COVID-19 is...
She has a good eye. She can see a church by daylight.
...has killed at least 1,000. Many new cases are still being reported, but even in places with fewer known infections, people are facing uneasy choices. We'll talk more about it coming up here. You can share your thoughts. Are you around any of these Chicken Littles? Is it frustrating as hell or what? 855-450-FREE. And where is normalcy in all this?
The sky is falling.
It's Free Talk Live.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here, and even in these remaining moments, take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE is the number. In the studio tonight with you, you've got Ian.
And nobody.
We're going to continue with more of your calls and thoughts. Just a few more pieces here from this AP, this exasperated article about how life is going to be more complicated outside of your house. You have to make choices.
You think?
According to this. And they say in Omaha, Nebraska, which is a place where there aren't very many infections at all, teachers where businesses can reopen next week, teachers Michelle and Mark Aschenbrenner said they're eager to dine out again. Mark has set up an appointment for a long-delayed haircut, though he does say, quote, "I think we're 4 weeks too early," he says, of the plans to lift restrictions, "but I think I'll probably still go because we've been stuck at home for 7 weeks and we're going stir-crazy," unquote. With warmer weather enticing more people to venture out in the weeks ahead, it will be up to individuals to exercise caution. So they're just stating the obvious here as though it's news.
Yeah, it's always kind of been up to you.
Yeah.
Because the government might show up and, you know, beat you with sticks, but they're not going to help you.
Right. This is Mary Elizabeth Sexton, or rather Mary Beth Sexton, a doctor of infectious disease specialists at Emory School of Medicine. She says, quote, "You can't swear that if somebody happens to cough on the beach chair to your left and then you have a breeze that blows that over across you, that you don't have the exposure in that way," she says.
Yeah, the exposure. I don't care about the exposure. Exposure for 98.5% of people or something is going to mean immunity from the thing,
mm-hmm.
You know, because that's how you get immune to viruses.
You get exposed to them.
You get exposed to them, and some people die, and that's sad,
right.
But some people die. I mean,
that's
every
life.
Day some people die.
Well, and that really just comes back to something that I think that, you know, I think bears repeating, in that life is full of risk, and this is not any more risky than any other virus that we've experienced in our lifetimes. There have been much more dangerous diseases and viruses and such that have hit the population of the world in the past. This is pales in comparison to it, and nothing in the past in our lifetimes has ever precipitated this sort of a crackdown, this economic disaster that has come from this. And it has been absolutely unprecedented and completely destructive of so many more lives than would have been affected by just the virus alone. I mean, the cure is definitely worse than the disease, and it's not even a cure, because all it's doing is putting off some people getting this virus. That's all. It's just, it's delaying what is probably the inevitable for them. Because as soon as you're probably going to leave your house at some point, whether it's next week or 10 weeks from now, you're probably going to leave your house unless you decide you want to spend the rest of your life in between those walls. And that means the more you're out and about, the more likely you're going to encounter somebody with the coronavirus and contract it for yourself. So you're just putting off the inevitable. What was the point? Even following guidelines to maintain a 6-foot distance may not be enough, says ZAP. That rule's based on how far a different coronavirus, SARS, spread among airline passengers. When doctors treated more than a dozen COVID-19 patients at an Omaha hospital, researchers found genetic material from the virus at greater distances, on window ledges, cell phones, in hallways, and on toilet seats, said Santarpia. That doesn't mean people shouldn't go out, but they should be very deliberate in doing so, limiting visits with relatives and friends to moments that matter, said Dr. Emily Landon, who leads infection control at Chicago's Medical Center. Mother's Day, which is May 10th in the United States, may qualify if mom lives nearby, she said. But limit the people involved and wear masks the entire time, she says, even if you check to make sure everyone present has been feeling well, except that there will be risk. So just the constant fear-mongering from these people, just to try to keep people in a state of fear, is just so disturbing to me. But yet that's literally the world that we're coming back into. That it is not going to, they keep talking about how there's a new normal, that it's not going to be the way it was. They're talking about having people in restaurants, wearing masks, and giving out disposable menus, and just this whole rigmarole. All of it is just for show, right? Because even as they're pointing out here, they find the virus goes further than the 6-foot and all. It's all just for show. It's all to make people feel like, oh, well, they're doing something. See, they care. And it's not to say that business owners don't care. It's just that you got to take risks in order to enjoy your life. I don't understand why people think life is going to be enjoyable without risk. They don't get it.
Yeah. It's Karens, man. It's a whole world
of Karens.
Of Karens.
That's
and
the disease. That's the real virus.
Well, the disease is that they're Karens with guns.
Mm.
And that's just terrifying. Not directly armed, but they've got, gangs of amoral thugs that will go out and Karen you to death for them.
Let's go to Dave. He's in Jackson, Michigan, listening, I believe, to WKHM. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, how are you guys doing tonight?
Dave, what's on your mind?
Life is good.
Hey, we got to Gretchen there up here in Michigan. She extended a stay-at-home order to the 15th of May.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to get the emergency orders, which are going to expire tomorrow at midnight. She's trying to get those extended to May 28th. The people went up there, and they were going crazy. The Senate majority, both in the House and the Senate, they're after her. They're filing suit on her. It's a mess.
Yeah, we covered that earlier. Your phone's a little hard to understand. It's a little muffled. But we did cover it earlier in the show tonight, the massive protest people, not the one with the where they were all in the streets a couple weeks ago, which was, that was fine. But people weren't getting out of their cars as much 2 weeks ago. This time they got out of their cars. They went to the state capitol in Michigan, and they went inside the Capitol building, and they had guns, and they rightfully so were making headlines as a result of that. The state senate or whatever house they have there did vote to apparently file a lawsuit against the governor challenging her so-called executive authority. So things are getting pretty interesting there in Michigan. Dave, it sounds like you support this.
Oh, yeah. And like Orlando DeFray said in Shawshank Redemption, you got to get busy living or get busy dying, my friend.
Great call. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate hearing from you. Get busy living or get busy dying.
Yep. Everything is a risk.
Right.
Everything is always a risk. You may miss the opportunity of a lifetime because you're out getting a cheeseburger or because you stayed home because somebody told you to, when your common sense is saying, where is the epidemic? Where are the bodies? Where are the grieving relatives?
There are some dead people.
I mean, there are some.
Yeah.
But, 40,000 in a nation of...
I think it's 60,000 now.
Is it 60?
Yeah, allegedly.
But then again,
who are they counting?
20 million people.
But even the numbers are in question.
It's a fraction of a fraction of a percent.
And that's if you accept that number and you don't realize that they're just totally ballooning up the numbers in order to scare more people into compliance and scare more people into total obedience, chalking up deaths that probably didn't come directly from COVID to COVID. There's all kinds of questions around these numbers.
It's the most ludicrous shakedown, I think, that I've ever seen.
It's horrifying.
It's shameless.
It's horrifying. It is the largest expansion of authoritarianism that I've seen in my lifetime. It's worse than 9/11. Way worse.
Basically, whenever they cause a depression, their banker friends have a chance to get rid of all that cash by buying up all of your goods, including your real estate, when you end up homeless. That's what they did in the housing crash. And that's what they're going to do again, because they've put so many people out of work that there has to be a wave of homelessness on top of that.
Absolutely.
Unless they're going to stop collecting property tax.
All right, so there's obviously lots more to talk about here, but we're not going to have time to get into any more tonight. We've got more coming up tomorrow. The Mariana's edition of Free Talk Live is tomorrow. Are we going to do an after show tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Okay, so 10:30 Eastern Time. You can join us on our DLive at DLive.LRN.FM and Twitch.LRN.FM. Those are our video channels, because we'll be doing that at 10:30 Eastern. Free Talk Live will be on from 7 to 10, but it will be live from the Mariana Islands, where Vin Armani is coming back. He's on the air back again with us on Free Talk Live, except he's now in the Mariana Islands, and he's going to talk about being in a FEMA camp with his family for 2 weeks as they locked him up against their will.
Good Lord.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Every day. day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.